Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Hello out there, true believers.
It's the Darvalars.
We're back.
A lost podcast. Even though, yeah.
That's awesome.
For those of you listening on the LPN, we are back, even though we've never left.
Yeah, we've always been around.
The Lars is still on the other feed, so check us out.
But now that we have genuine lost stuff to talk about,
yes,
we can show our faces in the lost world again.
There you go.
You know, it's funny because our last lost podcast was, what, in May?
Yeah.
Had to have been May, right?
Uh-huh.
And now here we are mid-July, and it feels like it's been longer, but we're, what, a quarter of the way through the hiatus?
I have no idea.
We're going to make it, guys. Everyone hang in there.
I've been ignoring it.
You've been ignoring the hiatus?
By the way, I'm Ralph.
And I'm Ben.
And this is the Darmalars.
That's right. Now, we are here today, specifically, to talk about Comic-Con 2007.
That is correct.
And that's the International Comic Book Convention in San Diego.
Yes, and for those of you unfamiliar with it, we have footage from 2005 up on our webpage, darmalars.net. Just go to the archive section, and we have some footage from the Lost Panel then.
Yes.
And I don't think we have really any 2006 Lost footage except for my question that I asked Jorge and Daniel at last year's convention.
Which is still pretty cool.
Yeah. And that video is actually in our cinema section at darmalars.net.
So there you go. Two reasons to check it out.
Okay. Before we get started here, what I'm going to do is at any time that you guys are listening to this on iTunes, there's a button to click on the album art. And if you do that, it'll take you directly to the complete Comic-Con schedule.
So
if you guys are curious about Comic-Con, if you haven't been before, or if you're going this year and you just want to know what's going on with Comic-Con, there's a very extensive schedule, and we will run you through some of the highlights for us.
Yes.
And but if you want to see everything that's going on, click on the album artwork where it says, click here.
Sure.
We'll have to say click here.
That'll take you to the schedule for the panels. And it'll also be useful if we gloss over something or if we just give the title of it and you want to know specifically who's going to be there and stuff like that. So,
definitely.
But there's other things going on other than the panels. There's the film stuff, which we never go to, but they show films at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
There's films. There's the autographs, which is a whole other schedule.
Yeah.
But yeah, check that out. So how do you want to go about it? Do you want to just do tips and tricks? You want to talk about what panels we're going to?
Let's start off with the beginning.
Okay.
If you're going to Comic-Con, this is what you're going to want to have when you set foot in the door.
Yes.
Okay.
A backpack. Now.
Definitely. Number one, you're going to need a backpack.
Don't try for any rolling luggage because it's not allowed.
It's not allowed. The convention center in San Diego is enormous.
It's huge.
I don't even know how to describe how big it is in football field, which is
that's the standard
of measurement of unit, using a measurement. I don't know how many football fields this thing is, but I would say 10 at least.
Yeah,
no, more than 10.
It's a couple of miles, right?
It's huge.
It's very big. And the way it's laid out, which is really convenient, is there's downstairs the exhibit hall, which is what they call the big area where all the booths are.
We'll get into
where
let's
they try
do
to
that
sell
more
stuff.
Later.
Yeah. And then upstairs is all the rooms. The exhibit hall is the length of the convention center.
Yes.
So
and
keep that in mind.
It's I don't know how big it is.
So be prepared for crowds.
It's huge. So backpack. Number one, bring a backpack.
You want to be able to access everything you want because you're not going to make it back to your hotel room or anything.
No.
And you're not going to have a locker there. It's not Disneyland.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to buy stuff or pick up free stuff, and you're going to want to have a place to hold it so you can keep your hands free to take pictures and, you know, look at people and stuff.
Definitely. Also, because the convention center is so huge, It's really not convenient to leave the convention center to go to, say, McDonald's or Jack in the Box or In-N-Out.
No.
No. It is near the Gaslamp District, but still, you're going to be walking around so much during the day, and there's so much to see, and you might want to bring a sack lunch.
Yeah.
There is food within the complex, but it's like the shittiest food at ballpark prices, if not more.
Yeah, it's like, you know, $5 cookie or like a tiny greasy pizza.
Mini pizza for like six bucks.
I really can't say that I would recommend any of the food there, but it starts to look really good to you because you're right. You're walking all day. I'm not going to fucking walk to Jack in the Box.
It's so much easier to pack your backpack full of sandwiches
and just eat
and just like sit down and have a picnic, take a break.
Even in addition, the reason why we're saying that you would want to walk for food is parking.
Yeah.
Once you're parked, you're parked. You're not it's like $10 for parking.
We're talking anywhere. Like 100,000 people in one place. I mean, the place is big enough to hold that kind of numbers.
Yeah, so it's okay.
But getting away from the convention center via automobile is such a hassle.
Yeah, so that's another thing. We're still getting to the convention section. I would say if your hotel's close enough and uphill, I would say walk to the convention center in the morning.
Yes.
Because the year we did that, that worked out better for us than the shuttle ever did.
Yes.
And downtown San Diego is laid out like a grid. It's perfect.
Yes.
South is downhill.
North is uphill.
North is uphill.
And
then sideways is sideways. And then you just have to know, essentially, just head south from wherever street your hotel's on. If you're in the downtown area. If you're not, there's plenty of shuttles. But just be forewarned that sometimes they really kind of suck. And then when they get to the convention area, they're held up by the trolley, foot traffic, you know, regular traffic.
The streets are literally covered with people. I mean, it's just a parking lot.
So
it's like a traffic jam.
If there's an event that you really want to see, you're going to want to plan to walk or just leave really, really early to get there.
Yeah.
So, backpack. Water.
Here's the thing with water. This is what I suggest. Take one manageable sized bottle of water.
Yes.
You don't even have to have a big giant one.
No.
You can have one of the smaller water bottles.
Yeah.
And just take that with you. Every single room that has a panel in it has like a Sparklets, Arrowhead.
Bottled water dispenser.
Big water bottle dispenser at essentially every entrance. So if you run out of water,
you can go
upstairs and refill it with bottled water.
And in addition to bringing that water, I really recommend you drink it.
Yes.
Because it's hot. It's summer in San Diego. Even though it's indoors, you're walking all day. The worst thing you could do yourself is allow yourself to get dehydrated. You're going to end up with a headache or feel
like
shit.
And you're walking through like crowds.
Yeah.
So
stay hydrated. You know, stay safe.
It's almost like a camping trip.
It is in a lot of ways. Like,
so anything that you would take for a hike
would
be perfect for Comic-Con.
Like a stick.
Hey, there's guys out there with walking sticks.
There sure as hell are.
They may be dressed like wizards, but I'm sure it's function as well.
Yeah, I heard a wizard staff has a knob on the end. okay, so you got your backpack, you got food. You don't need sunblock.
You don't.
You're going to be indoors, buddy.
Yep.
Bring a camera if you have one.
Definitely bring a camera. You're going to see a lot of stuff throughout. And you're going to want to take pictures just because you're like, I didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
Or like even there's so much going on there that if you see something, you don't have time to remember everything.
Yeah.
It's good to take pictures for later references.
Exactly.
Like to go online and be like, oh, that's what that is.
And And almost everything there you can take a picture of.
Yes.
Including the people.
Everything.
If someone's dressed up, they want you to take their picture.
Yeah.
They're there to be noticed.
Yeah.
And that includes the sluts. So take as many pictures of the sluts as you want. I'm going to take that one step further this year and do something I talked about last year.
Uh-huh.
Is if I see anyone with a cool or a nerdy tattoo, I'm going to stop them and ask them if I can take their picture and write down their info and do like a photo essay about cool tattoos.
You could stop me and take a picture of my tattoo.
I will do that.
Awesome.
So, take pictures. of people. You could take pictures on the fly, which is what I do, because sometimes I feel uncomfortable walking up to, you know, Chewbacca and saying, hey, can I take a picture of you, Chewbacca?
Uh-huh.
But generally, anyone in a costume is going to stop every 12 or 15 feet so a bunch of people can take pictures.
Last year, I hunted down a Ghostbuster, which there's guys dressed as Ghostbusters everywhere.
Yeah.
But this guy was dressed as a Ghostbuster with a slime pack.
Oh, cool.
And that was really cool.
For Ghostbusters too.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It's an inferior movie, but after you see your 100th Ghostbuster, yeah, it's cool to see one that's like, you know what? I'm going to change it up a bit.
That's cool that you, like, they took that like extra obscure step. I like that.
Another thing that I that you might want to take going into it is, once again, look at that schedule and really look at everybody who's going to be at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of somebody, it's good to take something that you want autographed with you that day. Because chances are you could run into that person.
Yes.
On my personal MySpace page, myspace.com/casinoskunk, I actually posted an album that has everything that I've gotten signed.
Yeah.
Last year, we were walking around, and someone shouted, hey, Ray Harryhausen's going to be at this booth right here signing stuff in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's a perfect example.
And I jumped in line because in my backpack I had my paper DVD slipcover of Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah.
Because I went ahead and I looked to see
who was going to be there.
Who's going to be at Comic-Con this year. And I had a folder full of every single DVD of anyone who I'd want to sign it.
So if you're into autographs, I would definitely recommend doing it Ralph's way or my way, what I did for the Star Trek convention.
Yeah. Ben has like one book with several of his favorite characters or several Star Trek characters in it. And he knows he's going to run into him.
So
Jeffrey Combs is going to be there again this year.
Jeffrey Combs is awesome.
So I'm taking my copy of Reanimator.
So I'll take my Star Trek encyclopedia.
Yeah.
And like if you can consolidate your things, or if you can find a way to transport it, because Ralph putting his DVD slipcovers in a notebook is actually
last year I took 50 DVD covers, and it fit in a regular 3-bind notebook.
So it's just a little bit of added weight, but you ended up being able to have the thing you needed when you needed it.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, like, Ray Harryhausen was right there, and I was totally ready to go, which also leads me to bring Sharpies.
Oh, yeah. You're an autograph hound.
If you're an autograph hound, bring Sharpies, bring a black one, and bring a silver one, because sometimes things are dark that you want signed. I find that if people are doing autographs in the autograph area, they'll have like a bunch of Sharpies sitting in front of them, and they'll sign stuff using one of the Sharpies that they have. But they've used that Sharpie so many times, and because they're going so fast, the quality of Sharpie's been like pushed down. It's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Usually I'll hand my open Sharpie with what I want signed to them.
And they'll take it.
So it's a nice, they'll just grab it and sign it, and it'll be a nice clean.
Yeah.
Nice clean signature.
And that brings me to my point is stay sharp. because you can plan for a lot of shit. Like plan, you know, I want to see this panel at this time. I want to see this panel at this time. But also be ready to take a step in line and see Ray Harryhausen or run into the UT and get in line for Tom Kenny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're ready to go with something like that, go with the flow if you can. I mean, obviously, all the tips we're giving here are just general, because there are people that are going to be like, I will go to booth 101 and then booth 102. there are people that are like that. And then there are people who are like, what's a panel?
You'll see once you get into Comic-Con, it's almost like a creature. Like, it's constantly moving. Yeah. Things are never really in the same place twice. And it's kind of this weird thing. Like, Warner Brothers may have a huge display up talking about like a bunch of their different movies with props from upcoming movies. And, you know, at a certain time, they'll have people from, like last year, they had people from Beer Fest. And then they just, like, show up. So you're always going to want to be ready. Look at that schedule. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to miss out. You don't want to miss out on something. Yeah. Last year, I found out that the Hot Fuzz guys were there. And I was like, I should have looked at the schedule because I could have brought my Shaun of the Dead DVD.
Yeah.
And that really, really drop the ball on that one.
You find stuff out too. That's another thing. Is like if you talk to people or keep your ears open, you find stuff out that maybe you didn't know. Like the exhibit hall is so huge that you might have walked past something 3 or 4 times. But if someone says, "Hey, you need to go to the Snakes on a Plane thing because there's you know, this inside of it. Oh, I'll go check that out. Thanks for the heads up.
Here's another tip I just thought of right now. If you go, you're probably going to have friends that go with you, and they're going to have cell phones. Now, a lot of the time I spend at the exhibition hall, and there's pretty much no reception.
Yes.
Every once in a while, go topside and check to see if you have any messages, because you never know who's going to call you. Last year, if you guys watch the vidcast from Comic-Con from Jay and Jack, I kind of co-hosted with Jay, and while I was co-hosting, Ben called me and totally scored a great autograph for me.
So, exactly.
So always be in communication with your friends and stuff, because if you get spread out, you start, it almost like doubles your sharpness.
Yes, it doubles your sharpness, but if you're not in touch, then you can miss an opportunity.
Yes.
And you're just going to kick yourself over it. I mean, it's not going to be a huge deal. And anything that you miss there is just going to be like, oh, I guess I could have seen that. But, you know, it's still kind of rankles. Like, I missed that poster for Grindhouse. And I still talk about that.
Yeah.
How I wish I had gotten that. So, you know, just it'll make your trip all the more fun for you, and it'll make it a better memory.
Okay. I actually only have one more thing under my stuff to bring.
Okay.
And that's a highlighter.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you get to Comic-Con, you'll get a program with your ticket, your credential entry to Comic-Con. And there'll be a really streamlined grid of all the happenings as far as the panels go. And you could see, like, everything that happens at one and what room they're in, or everything that happens at set times. It's good to go through that. It's highlight the things you really want to see. And you could see if things overlap. And it's pretty cool.
You so if you have a highlighter, it, for those of you that are visual like that, it'll really help. To solidify, like, and you can also point out, oh shit, I can't be in two places at once.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Comic-Con.
Yeah. We'll get into that soon.
And cash.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, bring actual cash.
Bring cash. Try not to go impulsive.
Yeah.
I say when you go on the exhibit hall.
I think it's exhibit hall.
Okay. When you go to the exhibit hall, it's essentially vendors and toy companies and movies and everything that anybody wants to promote is in the exhibit hall. And I could walk in and the first thing I see is an awesome Green Lantern action figure.
And you could drop
And I'd be like,
G's
ooh, Green Lantern action figure. And I could drop $20.
$50, I mean.
Okay. But I don't know right around the corner is like a high
Madman action
figure. Like a resin Madman statue for the same price. It's really good to kind of weigh your options.
Yeah.
If there should be several web pages you can go to that list Comic-Con exclusives.
Yes.
Those are things that are only sold at Comic-Con. You can't get them delivered to your house. You can only pick them up at the convention. I'd say look for that stuff if there's anything that interests you. I know you're looking for at this gold Bender figure from Futurama.
It's like a piggy bank.
So it's one of those things that it's like, I definitely know I'm getting that. I should probably get that right away before it gets sold out. But as far as the other stuff, they're going to be there the next day. So I say walk the exhibit hall, check everything out, and then
take notes.
Take notes.
Like, if you know that there's something you want, make sure you know where it is.
Okay, what do you say we talk about the exhibit hall?
Yeah.
Okay. The exhibit hall, like I said, everybody's promoting things. This is what I did last year, and I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Every single booth has business cards.
That's true. They all want you to buy from them on a different day than Comic-Con, if you can. They want you to remember them.
Recently, I found a bunch of my business cards from last Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, those stuffed animals were cool. That would be really cool to give to like my nephew, where it's like really hip looking.
Right on.
Now I have this. Now I'm glad I picked up this business card. I could go online and see what they've been doing.
Yeah.
I say if you see something interesting, pick up business cards, keep them in your pocket. It's also good if you go back the next day and you're like, okay, today I really want to buy something.
Yeah.
Thumb through your cards and kind of prioritize.
Use them as like a jog to your memory.
Yeah.
See what it is.
Because there, like I said, there's so much stuff to look at that you're going to want everything, but that's unless you're a bazillionaire, you're not going to be able to get everything.
And if you are a bazillionaire, then give us some money.
Yeah, get me that Madman resin statue and the Green Lantern figure. And
while you're at it.
The exhibit hall is...
It's huge.
It's where I'm going to spend most of my time this year. It's essentially you can buy anything you want. From anything from movies to comic books to cartoons.
Shirts.
To shirts to anything that you like, I guarantee you there's something at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I was talking to Colleen about Metrobuzz and she said, yeah, does Comic-Con have ponies? And I said, yes, they do. And I looked it up and there's a Comic-Con exclusive My Little Pony.
Ah, perfect.
There's everything.
Yeah. And in addition to the people hawking their wares, there's also... studios trying to show you cool new shit coming out.
Yeah, and they usually have, in addition to, like, instead of, like, just business cards, they'll have free swag that they'll just give you.
Like a key from Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Or we got safety instructions from Snakes on a Plane last year.
Flight wings, the little wings, the pins that they give you in airplanes with Snakes on the Plane logo.
There was Optimus Prime was in the exhibit hall 2 years back.
Huge, yeah, a full, this is the scale of this place. There was a full big rig.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime.
Dwarfed in the middle.
The cab as well as the trailer hitch.
Yeah.
In the middle of the convention center, if you're on either end, there's no way you can see it.
I never saw it.
Until you...
I went to Comic-Con that year, I didn't see Optimus
Prime. You didn't
see
Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
Wow, that's how big it is. The exhibit hall is where I'm going to spend a lot of my time. It's on the, I would call it the basement, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
It also houses, in addition to everyone promoting their stuff and giving out free stuff and selling stuff for money, Artist Alley.
Yeah.
Which is a section on the southeast side of the floor. Artist Alley is essentially where a bunch of comic book artists and aspiring comic book artists.
And comic strip artists.
Yeah. Any kind of artist, actually.
Hey, that's a good point.
They have fantasy artists.
Like that Josh Holloway painter.
Yeah, if you guys go on our MySpace page, you're probably seeing a picture of some fantasy guy that looks a lot like Josh Holloway. And essentially what you can do is go up and talk to him. And essentially, if you want, you could give him a sketchbook and they'll do a sketch for you. That's what I plan on doing this year at Comic-Con. Instead of spending a lot of money, I'm going to take a sketchbook and... have a bunch of artists draw a character of mine.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Their own style. I can't wait.
I hope it's not like an issue if you can like scan them or take pictures of them and put them on the MySpace, because that'd be cool to see like a whole album of that.
They wouldn't mind.
That'd be really cool.
I've seen it.
Because it's cool to see different people take on the same character.
There was a guy on the Mike Allred message board who put up a picture that Mike Allred did for him of Green Lantern.
Oh, cool.
So I don't think it's a problem.
No, I don't think... Yeah, I just get paranoid.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But yeah, there's Artist Alley is where Ralph's going to be most of the damn time.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get as many variations of the cricket as I can.
But in addition to the exhibit hall, which I think we've pretty much covered,
yeah,
they also have all of the conference rooms.
Let's move upstairs.
Move upstairs to
the conference rooms. Because this is a convention, so
exactly.
They have conferences.
Yeah, there's one conference room downstairs, Hall H. It's still downstairs, isn't it? Isn't Hall H like... Well, you've never been in it, but I think it's all the way to the right, what I think of
yeah,
as the
it
right.
Might be. Yeah, it might be.
But anyway, they've got a couple of giant conference rooms.
Yes.
And then they've got a bunch of smaller conference rooms. And you can look at the schedule and pick what we're going to do. And we'll just talk about some of the highlights of things that we thought were cool or things that we might want to go to.
If you're at Comic-Con and you go to any of these panels, you might see us.
Yeah.
So these are where the panels are. And if you guys don't know, a panel is essentially more promotion. It's essentially a press conference almost.
Well, sometimes like for
a
the
press
movies,
conference for fans.
For the movies and the TV shows, it is. But for, there's also ones where it's like, let's talk about the role of blacks in comic books, or let's talk about gays in comic books, and it's more of like learning.
Yeah.
But
a seminar almost.
The ones we like are mostly the promotion.
Yeah.
the press conference one.
We're going to be there Thursday, and bright and early at 11 o'clock is a panel that I never miss, and it's the digitalbits.com. If you go to thedigitalbits.com, it's essentially they talk about the world of DVD, upcoming DVDs, DVD production. They'll have DVD producers, and I can't miss it. It's from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. in room 5, A, and B.
Now, we went to that one last year, and Ralph went to the one the year before that.
Correct.
And it's cool because these are guys that their specific job title is DVD producer.
Yeah.
Like, some of them come from the film world. Some of them came straight out of film school. But it's a really interesting job for someone to do. And it's,
yeah,
they tell some pretty cool stories.
And it's funny because these guys are, you think, oh, these must be the guys who just make the menus. But, like, in addition to that, they talk about how they're the guys that are directing the behind-the-scenes documentaries.
Right.
And they're the guys going out doing interviews. And it's, like, really interesting.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're having the time of their life.
And it's a variety, because sometimes it's like they were there when the movie was being made, but sometimes it's an old film and they have to like dig through archival footage.
Yeah.
Or they have to track down people. So that's cool stuff.
It's really interesting. So I'll be there. Go for it. You got the next one?
Well, there's one at 1 o'clock that I don't know if I'll actually go to, but Rosario Dawson will be at a panel.
Yeah. She's promoting a comic book.
Promoting a comic book, yeah. And you know, she's quite an attractive lady, so that might be
fun. She made my top 10 list last year.
And she, we talked about her on the podcast before, but I don't know if she was on my list, though.
I don't think she was.
Which brings me to another tip is, if you do bring your camera and you like taking pictures of celebrities, you can squeeze some off in the panels, but they're going to look like every other picture ever taken at a panel.
Yeah.
And the only way around that, as far as I can tell, is to either get up there really close, which really, I don't see anyone stopping anyone.
No, they don't have a problem with it.
But it takes cojones.
I get, well, like you said, you're paranoid.
Yeah, yeah. Or have a like totally awesome camera. Because the thing is, they're far away, far enough away that your flash won't help.
Yeah.
They're lit fairly well, but you really have to get up on it.
Yeah.
So if you're about that, then, you know, get up on it. Jump up there.
Yeah.
And if security guards throw you out, then sorry, I got it wrong.
Here is a panel that I kind of want to go to a lot, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. From 4:45 to 5:45 in room 6, C, D, E, and F, is the George Romero panel. I'm a big fan of George Romero movies.
Yeah.
My friend Lenny said that George Romero is probably going to be hanging out all over the Comic-Con anyway, so I might be able to get an autograph from him.
And Max Brooks is going to be there.
Okay.
He wrote the Zombie Survival Guide and World War Z.
Cool.
Which, yeah, they're making a movie out of World War Z. So he's
cool.
Also Mel Brooks' son.
Really?
Yeah, Mel Brooks and Aunt Bancroft.
Wow, that's cool. I had no idea.
If I remember his mom's name correctly. There's a couple in between the Rosario Dawson one, the one that Ralph mentioned, and then we'll get into why we probably won't go to the George Romero one.
Yeah.
There's Gru the Wanderer's 25th anniversary.
Gru is a comic book
that I like and Ralph doesn't so much like.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just one of those comic books that I can't believe is still around.
And you were just never like never into it. It just never. I don't know. I always liked the silly ones like Gru or Captain Carrot or
Bone.
I never did get into Bone, but yeah, I did enjoy like the parodies.
You love Madman.
I
love Madman. All right.
Hanna-Barbera has something at 2:45 that day.
Where's that at?
I didn't write down where anything was.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know we were doing that.
No, it's fine.
So, you know, it's like some retrospective on him.
Well, chances are if you're listening to this, then you probably won't.
They can click on album art right now.
Yeah.
I just pointed. And then one more before we get into the conflict. At 3:45, Lionsgate.
Ooh, what's going on at Lionsgate?
Lionsgate is where Jessica Alba and Dane Cook will be there for their various
promoting
projects.
They're both working on...
they're on the same thing?
The Chuck, Unlucky Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Good Luck Chuck.
Good Luck Chuck. There you go.
So, yeah, that's Lionsgate. So, Dane Cook, you know, a lot of cachet for Dane Cook, and Jessica Alba is a very attractive lady. So, that might be a fun one to go to.
Yeah.
3:45. But.
5 o'clock to 6:30 on Thursday in Ballroom 20, Lost Season 4 with Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse. Now, every year we have gone, and even the year before we started going, there has been actors from the show Lost.
Yeah.
Last year it was Daniel Day-Kim and Jorge Garcia.
The year before that, it was Josh Holloway and Maggie Grace.
And the year before that, it was like a bunch of people. Like, I think Dom was there.
They were trying to sell the show,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, it was like their first season. I really, really, really want there to be actors there. And I do a Lost podcast, and we promise to report on this panel, but I'm almost at the point where I'm like, if I want to listen to Damon and Carlton, I would subscribe to their podcast.
Exactly.
Which I don't want to listen to Damon and Carlton because I'm not a fan.
And also,
I don't subscribe to their podcast.
Also, like, don't they do fan questions on the show anyway?
Yeah.
So it's the same. It would be like the exact same thing. There might be video biscuits.
Yeah, they're gonna. Well, people keep talking about them rolling out the Mobisodes, which we saw some last year.
We did. We saw Hurley setting up the camera last year
with Josh and
Evie.
So yeah. I don't know. Here's my conflict with the Lost podcast or the Lost panel. I think I'm fine with the George Romero thing not being able to go to that, so I can get to Lost. But there's something going on after it, or like during the Lost the last half hour of the Lost panel that I really want to be at.
And what's that?
It's from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. How to become an internet geek superstar in room 30 C, D, and E. And it's not that I want to become an internet geek superstar, but a good friend of mine from Jonathan London from the Geekscape.net podcast is on that panel.
Yeah.
And I totally want to support him.
Yeah.
So if the Lost panel is from 5 to 6:30, an hour and a half.
And this panel starts at
6.
You would have to miss the last half hour.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like,
you know,
Damon and Carlton better have some good stuff for me or
you're out.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Where's the Lost one?
The Lost one is in ballroom 20 again.
Okay. That's not that far from the other one.
Okay.
But the
good thing is I won't have to wait in line. I know that whenever I leave the Lost panel, I could just go in and sit down at the other one.
Yeah. And if they follow true to format, which God knows they aren't for anything else right now, but if they follow true to format, they'll do the video biscuits first.
Yeah.
And then have Damon and Carlton talk. And what you would be missing would be like the Q&A.
Yeah.
So if you have to cut that off, that's not a bad thing to sacrifice.
Would if I were to?
Yeah.
Would you stick around to report on the last 30 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And then you would still be able to meet up with me and catch a half hour of how to be an internet geek superstar.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any huge draw for that other one. So, yeah, I would probably stick it out to the bitter end at the last one.
And we're going to be there with the kids from Metro Buzz, Norton and Colleen, and we're going to be there with Jay and Jack.
Yeah.
And they're going to be reporting on the same thing. I mean,
it'll be covered.
We'll see. I love Lost. Let's get this straight. I love Lost. But I'm really not a big fan of Damon and Carlton. So if it's one of those things where I'm sitting there and
they're berating the audience in front of you, and you could go
watch
my
friend. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
That makes sense.
So that's what's happening on Thursday.
And then Thursday night.
One thing I just want to say about panels is I know usually with Lost there's a long line, but usually the lines for panels happen at the beginning of the day before they open up the rooms.
Yes.
But essentially, the rooms will be open all day long.
Right.
You could go in and out as you please. And then if you're going to be in there for like whatever's happening next, you kind of upgrade your own seat and kind of move closer.
Whatever. The only time that there would be a line for the ballroom 20 after the doors have been opened is if they filled the entire ballroom.
Yeah.
Which, granted, I think they did.
Uh-huh.
But I think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Thursday night, I don't know what any of the night programs are, but I just did want to give a shout out for Fred's.
Okay.
I don't know if we're specifically going to go there Thursday night, but there's a place called Fred's Cantina.
I just noticed Fred's.
Fred's?
It's in the Gaslamp District.
It's in the Gaslamp
District. Next to Moose McGillicuddy's.
Yes, next to Moose McGillicuddy's, and it's a very delicious, pardon me, very delicious Mexican food,
very cheap
margaritas.
Very cheap, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
I think Thursday night.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna record.
It'll be good because we'll have the Lost thing fresh in our heads.
We're gonna record. I'm gonna edit. I'm gonna put that episode up to you guys as soon as possible because I want to put it up and I want to go party.
So
we might go to Fred's.
You guys might have an episode of Comic Con while we're still at Comic Con.
No, you will.
That'll be great.
You will.
We're not gonna do a video this year, though, huh?
No.
Okay.
Jay and Jack are doing a video, and carrying the camera is more work than I want to deal with.
Maybe we'll
I want to have a lot of fun this year. I just want to kick back and enjoy the Comic-Con.
Maybe we'll bring in a guest star if we run into someone cool or
someone uncool.
Or we'll have Jeff engineer for us in the old days. So that brings us to Friday.
Let's go to Friday, guys. Friday's a pretty big day.
Friday, I think we both have the first thing down.
I put 10:30 to 12, Hall H.
Yeah, Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers is going to be there with a movie called Whiteout, which I believe is based on a comic book.
Makes sense. The next one. Well, no.
And it stars Kate Beckinsale, who will be at Comic-Con, speaking of attractive ladies.
Yeah. She's dating that Orlando Bloom, right? Are they still together?
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kate Beckinsale's married to the guy who did Underworld.
Oh, I'm thinking of Kate
Bosworth.
Bosworth. Oh,
Kate
yeah.
Beckinsale's Underworld.
Yeah, yeah. Kate Beckinsale was there last year.
Oh,
she's
cool.
Super cute in person.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So she'll be promoting Whiteout.
Sorry,
also,
Kate. I'm sorry, Kate.
I don't know who's going to be in this panel, but also the Warner Brothers panel from 10:30 to 12 in Hall H will be Get Smart.
Yes.
And also a book that I'm on page 3 of, which is Watchmen. And the yeah. director of Watchmen, and also who is also the director of the Dawn of the Dead remake, as well as 300, Zack Snyder will be there.
So that'll be great, because even if he doesn't have any footage, it'll still be interesting to hear him talk about it.
And he might. You never know with these panels. These panels are a great place where they spring, like, the first look at a movie. They'll
yeah.
be like, this has never been seen before.
Right.
Enjoy.
Like Ghost Rider's motorcycle
yeah.
hadn't been seen by the time. And also, I mean, in addition to them showing shit from movies, they also make announcements at Comic-Con.
Yes.
That are pretty well kept until then.
Yeah. I think last year at Comic-Con, Michael Bay, it's funny, Michael Bay had mentioned that Peter Cullen will be doing the voice of Optimus Prime. And it's funny because as this whole Comic-Con beast is moving around, as you pass by friends or just pass by other people, news kind of travels really fast.
Yeah.
And it was really funny because I didn't have internet access, but I found out that Peter Cullen was doing the voice.
That's
so
awesome.
So there's a lot of things that pop up at Comic-Con that are just like, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Like they'll say like, oh, Aaron Eckhart is playing the Spirit.
Oh, cool.
Which I would like to see that.
That'd be cool. He could do that.
Play the Spirit?
Yeah. That'd be really cool. There's two other ones in that panel. Speed Racer.
I know Joel Silver's going to be there.
And The Invasion, which is a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes.
And the trailer
looks
awesome.
I'll go see The Invasion podcast. Or, panel.
Panel.
If Daniel Craig is there. Because I want to start meeting these James Bond actors.
That'd be awesome.
I love my James Bond, and
yeah.
I want to meet James Bonds.
That'd be a cool start.
So I'll take my Casino Royale in case he's there.
All right.
And I'm going to take my Dawn of the Dead remake in case I run into Zack Snyder.
Oh, that movie was awesome. I would think I will do that too, because 300 won't be out yet. 300 comes out like that, or maybe it comes out that Tuesday? No, July 31st.
So after.
After, yeah. The next one that I have down for that day isn't until 2 o'clock, and I'm not even sold that I would go to it.
All right, go for it.
Neil Gaiman.
Okay.
Neil Gaiman did Sandman, which was
Mirror Mask.
Yeah.
It's like is he a writer?
Stardust. He wrote Stardust.
I know he's a writer.
Yes.
Is he an artist?
No.
He definitely has a style, though.
Of people that choose to work with him and the kind of stuff that he tells the artists to
Mike Allred's done an issue of Sandman.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It's the end of the world, something like that.
Huh. At World's End or something?
Something like that.
That's cool.
I'll
have to get it from the library and show you. So, yeah that's 2 o'clock.
I have one at 2:15 to 3 o'clock. I'm not sure I'll be there. I might. It's in Hall H again. Once again, Hall H is the big room.
It's huge.
I've never been in there.
That's where I saw Tenacious D play. It was like a concert hall.
They're doing a shoot 'em up.
That's cool.
If you guys haven't seen the trailer for Shoot 'em Up, it stars Paul Giamatti and Clive Owen. And
so
it looks brilliant.
Awesome.
Clive Owen will be in Hall H for the Shoot 'em Up panel.
Cool.
I have a 2:30.
Oh, what's that?
2:30.
You can't do both.
Yeah, 2:30 is in Ballroom 20.
Yeah.
And it's 2:30 to 4, and I believe it is Dimension Films. With they're going to be doing Halloween, and they're going to be doing a movie called Myst.
Oh, based on the game?
No, I don't know.
No.
No, because it doesn't have a
line. Like M-I-S-T.
Yeah. And Rob Zombie's going to be there for Halloween. And Tom Jane.
Oh, nice.
Tom Jane's going to be there for Miss.
You're very sweet, but I'm Tom Jane.
Jay. Arrested Development. I just thought that was kind of cool. That's in Ballroom 20.
6:15 on Friday?
I have a 3:15.
Oh, go for it then. You're still ahead.
Okay. 3:15 to 4:45 and I don't have what room it is. It's the Warner Brothers video and DVD whatever panel.
Cool.
Includes 300.
Nice.
And Zack Snyder's going to be there.
Of course.
But get this. Blade Runner.
Cool.
DVD release, which is called The Final Cut. And the DVD producer from the Digital Bits panel, who's been talking about this Blade Runner DVD for the past 2 years at Comic-Con,
yeah,
will be on that panel, I'm pretty sure. Also on that panel, James Hong, that you might know him from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, he plays David Lopan.
Yeah. Sean Young from the movie Blade Runner and Stripes.
Ah, yes.
Ridley Scott will be there.
The director of Blade Runner.
And Alien, Gladiator.
Yeah.
Black Hawk Down.
The list goes on.
Man, Ridley Scott. You should know
that's,
his name.
That's awesome.
Will be there. That might be something I go to.
That might draw you out of the exhibit hall.
That might, yes.
Interesting.
That's in Hall H.
At 6:15 that day, Kevin Smith.
Yes, Kevin Smith.
He's always fun to listen to.
I have that written down here.
Oh, good. If you ever seen his DVDs of his talks that he's done,
An Evening with Kevin Smith, or An Evening with Kevin Smith 2, Evening Harder.
I've seen him personally. We saw him at Comic Con last year, a year before.
I haven't seen him. I've never seen him in person.
It must have been in Hall H.
Must have been.
It's great. He's a lot of fun. He's just, you know.
He's very candid. I know that.
Very candid. Kickback. Swears like a sailor, which I enjoy. And it's just, you know, good stories. He tells some funny stories. And then at 9:15, this is kind of a late one, the worst cartoons ever.
Is that a Spike and Mike thing?
It didn't say Spike and Mike, but there is another one that is by them.
Okay.
This is just some dude who's going to show you like a bunch of clips from some of the worst cartoons. So that might be fun for those of you that are not drunk by that time, like me. Saturday.
Saturday's like the biggest day ever for Comic-Con.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are only there Saturday and Sunday.
And, yeah, and I might be spending a lot of that time at the exhibit hall because the crowds upstairs are so extensive.
Yeah, and I'm looking at these panels, and there's maybe only one. Or no, there's two that I think you would even be interested in.
Well, mine starts at 1:30.
Okay, well, then let me go first.
So give us the rundown. I'm assuming all these are Hall H. If not...
I didn't write anyone down, so...
Okay.
You guys will just have to find out on your own, fuckers.
If it's Hall H, or if it's a big, huge, like, wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
Chances are it's Hall H.
Yeah, or bottom 20 as the fallback. There's one at 10:30 to 12 that I wrote down because it sounded a lot of fun, but I don't think I'll... Well, I don't know. It depends on what happens that day. But it's the Quick Draw, and it's hosted by Mark Evanier, who did a lot of work on Gru, the great comic book that we all love. And Sergio Aragonés, who drew Gru, and he drew all those little marginal cartoons in Mad Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And Scott Shaw, who drew Captain Carrot.
Sounds like it's up your alley.
Yeah, exactly.
Your Hershey alley.
I wish. It's kind of like drawing improv is the best I can tell from the description. So like Evanier will call out challenges and they'll draw them. And I'm guessing they're drawing on like, overhead projectors because apparently you're supposed to be able to watch the whole thing the whole time. So, but the reason I may not go to that is at 10:45, there's a Simpsons panel, which features Matt Groening and David Silverman and a bunch of the other people.
I think this is where the highlighter comes in handy.
Exactly.
Because you can really start prioritizing
which ones overlap.
Do you want to see the Gru panel or do I want to see the Simpsons? If I choose Gru, you still have the opportunity to see a Futurama panel
exactly.
with the same people. So keep those highlighters handy.
Yeah.
What else do you have? The Simpsons has, I'm sure, Matt Groening,
David Silverman. I can't remember all the people, but just a bunch.
Al Jean, maybe? Who knows?
Maybe. Al Jean's a lot of fun on the commentaries. 12:45 is Heroes. I know there's a lot of Heroes fans.
But yeah, you're gonna have to make a choice on that one too. You might be able to see, 12:45 Heroes.
Yeah.
Until when?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, yeah, the next one's not till 1:30.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe I could go to some of the Heroes.
You can go to some of the Heroes. No. And who's gonna be at Heroes? Everybody.
Everyone.
I don't know any. I've never watched Heroes.
But it's on.
But it's the entire cast. It's the dude who plays Hero. It's the Allie Larder. It's.
The cheerleader.
It's Peter Petrelli guy.
Yep.
It's everybody.
So I might totally go to that.
And that's in Ballroom 20.
But But the next thing that happens...
At 1:30 to 2:30, you all will join us...
Yes.
...at the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack in room 24A.
How awesome is that? You know what, by the way? Congratulations, Jay and Jack.
Yeah, I don't think they originally realized what they were in for, but they... are going to have the table with microphones and pitchers of water.
They're on the schedule on the internet.
There'll be a microphone set up so listeners could ask questions.
They're going to be printed in the schedule?
They are printed, yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
And that's 1:30 to 2:30 in 24A. Now, immediately following that, in the very same room in 24A, from 2:30 to 3:30, is the Lost Fan Summit.
Yes.
Apparently, it's for every Lost fan can go and hang out.
Just meet and greet.
It's essentially, like, hey, if you're a Lost fan, come hang out with other Lost fans at this time. It's like a pre-designated meeting place for anyone interested in a specific show.
But what do you do? Do you just, like, look around for hot girls and then walk up to them and talk to them about Lost? Or?
Well, the cool thing about it is that if Jay and Jack decide to run long... I don't think it'll be a problem because it's going to be Lost fans. Because
they count as Lost fans.
So that's 24A, 1:30 to 2:30 is the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
I guess we're going to have
to... From 2:30 to 3:30, it's the Lost Fan Summit in room 24A. And immediately following, in room 24A, from 3:30 to 4:30, Little Lulu fan group meeting.
We don't have enough of a frame of reference to even know what that could possibly be.
Guys, I am going to be there for the Little Lulu fan group meeting. If you guys want to hang out for that as well.
We just got to see. We got to see what kind of people and what they would say and how. Little Lulu people.
They set a room aside for this.
I think I have a Little Lulu comic. Maybe I should bring it. It's like really old.
Bring it and have... somewhat cited.
Some fan. I'm a fan of this comic. Bye, Steve. I was saying we should maybe go to Jack in the Box for breakfast and pick up a couple of tacos for Jack.
Man, I think we're going to see Jack before Saturday.
Probably.
I'll bring him whatever. I'll bring him all kinds of stuff.
At 3:30 to 4:30, when Ralph's busy laughing at all the guys in their Sluggo shirts, I'm totally going to be at the Futurama panel if I can get in. They've got clips from Bender's Big Score.
Is that a film?
They kind of made it as a film, but they're going to end up breaking it up into episodes. Kind of like that Stewie Griffin story.
Okay.
That they did like as a movie. And it's going to be how Futurama comes back.
It's like a bridging.
Yeah, exactly. Like they had it together to make this movie. But now that they know that they can have the show back, they make breaking the movie into 4 or 8 episodes. I don't know. And then they'll do a season after that, apparently. You know, cool. God willing. So I'm a huge Futurama fan. It'll be great to see that. Matt Groening will be there. I hope David X. Cohen, but I can't remember if he was on the list.
He was on the list.
David X. Cohen?
Because every time I see it, I'm like, wonder what the X stands for. Probably Xavier.
That would be my guess. So that'll be great. You got any other ones that day?
For Saturday, yes. 5:15. 6:45 in Hall H.
Yes.
Super bad. For those of you guys who are Arrested Development fans, not Jay, we will be seeing... I'm going to try my hardest to get into Hall H and see Super Bad. The director of 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up is producing Super Bad. Judd Apatow will be in the panel along with stars Jonah Hill and Michael Cera.
I'm
a huge fan of Michael Cera.
That
if you've seen him,
him,
just look up Michael Cera on YouTube and you will be treated to comedy.
Oh my God.
Also check out clarkandmichael.com. He has an internet TV show.
Oh really?
Yeah, check that out as well.
Is he like that character from that YouTube clip?
He's Michael Cera.
Oh God, that's such a great character.
it's Mikey Cera as Michael Cera. Seth Rogen will also be in that panel, and it looks like Bill Hader as well.
Seth Rogen's hilarious, and Hader is a good new addition to the world.
This sounds like a badass panel.
You know that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, if I can get in there at 5:15, I'm going to try to get in there. I cannot wait to see that movie.
There's also a couple things else in that panel, like Resident Evil and 30 Days of Night.
Yeah.
30 Days of Night, also based on a comic book or graphic novel. which is a vampire movie that takes place on the other side of the world from the Kate Beckinsale movie.
Yeah.
It takes place in Alaska, or the Arctic complex.
Yeah, Alaska.
And then there's the next one I have is until 7:45.
Well, I have one before that.
Go for it, then.
Superbad's at 6:15 to 6:45. Here's the one that's 5:45 to 7.
Okay.
Which is a pretty long panel. Introducing film crew with Kevin Murphy, Bill Corbett, and Michael J. Nelson from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That would be a lot of fun. But I think I'd rather go to the Superbad one. They're kind
but
of
if Superbad's
time.
In Hall H and you may not be able to get into it, that's a pretty good
that's
fallback.
Good fallback. That's a great fallback.
I might actually be one of those things where at the time I'm like, I don't even want to fight the crowds.
Yep. Let's just go see what those guys...
Let's go see fucking totally awesome guys.
And they're doing their same shtick as MST3K, kind of. I mean, they're riffing on movies again. And it's great because it's like, you didn't have to stop. We were still laughing. At 7:45 on Saturday, Sarah Silverman will be there.
Awesome.
To talk about the Sarah Silverman Show and with her sister, Laura, Jay Johnston, who has done a lot of stuff with her and the Mr. Show guys. And he was also on Arrested Development. He played the gay white cop.
He was gay?
Yeah, remember they adopted the Maggie. They had Maggie be their surrogate, but Maggie pawned it off or whatever. And then who else? Brian Posehn.
Yes.
We're a big fan of. And the other guy from that show. So that's 7:45. And neither of us, Ralph threw his book across the room, and I don't have anything here because neither of us wrote anything down for Sunday.
Sunday is usually kids' day, so you get a lot of things like kids' workshops, family-oriented stuff.
There's learning. There's also learning panels still.
There's a lot of stuff going on in Hall H that we didn't mention. There's the Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton's going to be there. Liv Tyler's going to be there. William or John Hurt. I always forget which one.
I think it's William.
Tim Roth
will be there.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. Once again, check that schedule.
Yeah. So I guess we talked about what to bring. We said where we would go and gave some highlights. We talked about Fred's.
Yeah.
Is there any other local businesses you want to?
Nope.
Okay.
And the only thing else that I could talk about that we haven't mentioned is we've talked about the ballrooms. We've talked about the exhibit hall. There's also a section of autograph room.
Yes.
Which autograph room has a daily schedule, which isn't set in stone. You go up there, check that out. It's right when you enter. See who's doing autographs that day and also start prioritizing.
Yeah. And it varies. The autograph setup, it's sometimes you have to buy something like the guy's selling. Like, didn't we have to buy Bruce Campbell's book or something?
If you had Bruce Campbell's book, he would sign that for free in addition to anything you brought.
There you go.
So,
and then some people sell their autographs, $5, $10, $20.
Yeah, and then some people are
just there signing autographs
for a specific amount of time.
So it varies.
So when you go to Comic-Con, definitely go to the autograph hall and look at that schedule every day because it's a constantly changing thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be assed out.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
That's it, guys.
So... Well, I hope to see a lot of you there. If you see us, I mean, we're pretty recognizable. You've seen us on MySpace. You've seen us on other places. Come on up to us and say hey, especially at the Lost things.
Yeah, we'll be there.
So
we'll be there with our Darmler shirts on.
And we're going to post as many pictures as we can of the weekend. Maybe do like a slideshow like I did last year.
Uh-huh.
If we run into the 300 picture limit that MySpace has. So, for those of you that can't go, you can look at that and crack back on some of our stuff.
If you have any more questions on Comic-Con or want any more tips,
go
ahead and send us an email at darmalars@gmail.com.
Yep. And give us a call. Tell us your plans for Comic-Con or your favorite comic book at 206-338-4261. Just give us a call.
And visit us on the web at darmalars.net.
There you have it.
All right, guys. See you at Comic-Con.
I'm going to say Lost a la Vista. Because we're the Darmalars.
I don't have a final word. So
Lost a la Vista.
All right. See you guys.
Yeah.